We were starting the top of Samach Vav and Aleph by the Mishnah. Mechallelot the Shabbat b'devar shechayvim al zdono karet v'al shegago chatat. So one of the items that listed that gets skila. So the Mishnah here says, oh, which part of Shabbos? How do you know what gets skila on Shabbos? That someone who was mechal Shabbos would have been chayav karet if there's no edim hatra, and if they do a b'shogeg, they're going to be chayav chatat. So Mar says mechal de'ikamida dechil Shabbos. What's left? I mean that the 39 melachot all fall under this category. So the implications from the Mishnah are there are exceptions to this case. What are the exceptions where you're not chayav karet and you're not chayav a chatat? So it says mahi. What are those exceptions? So it's tchumim alibad Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva believes that tchumim are midoraisa. It's machlokas Rabbi Shonim exactly the tchumim of Rabbi Akiva that are midoraisa. Is it only it's alpay mama, which most don't think so, or is it machane Yisrael, that's tchumim d'oraisa? But he has tchumim d'oraisa. The Gemara in Shabbos uses this for a person who, how you can have a person who doesn't know anything about Shabbos, has shugas Shabbos, shugas malachos, and yet still knows about something about Shabbos. He knows tchumim alibad Rabbi Akiva, and havara alibad Rabbi Yossi, which we saw before. Yossi believes havara lalav yatzot, that the punishment for havara is a lav, not kares, and therefore here you have two examples of items that are violations of the Shabbos that are d'oraisa, that are min haTorah, that don't have zdono karet and should go chatat. Alright, next item on the list is hamakalel aviv v'imo enu chayav ajikalelem b'shem. So that my person who curses their parents, chas v'shalom, is not chayav until they use the shem Hashem to curse them. Kilelem b'kinui, if they use not the name, one of the proper names of Hashem, but rather some representative name of Hashem, Chanun, Rachum, Shakai, or Tzvakot, Meir Mechayev, V'chamim Potrim. My Meir says you're Chayav, and Chamim Poter. So Man Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim in our mission over here? So Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi, Detanyo, we have a Braisa, Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Benachvo, Shem, Yumat, Matam, Adomer, Shem. So now we learned, if you remember earlier, when we dealt with Birkat Hashem, in Birkat Hashem, the Pasuk actually has the word Shem in it twice. It's repeated twice in the Pasuk. And from that, we learned out that it has to be Shem B'Shem. That it has to be Yaket Yossi B'Yossi. Meaning that you have to use the Shem Hashem to do Birkat Hashem on the Shem Hashem. But if you don't learn that, then there's an extra word Shem that is found by Megadef. If that's the case, what do you do with it? And that's Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi. He says this, "Benakvo shem yumat, matalom shem limeit." So if it's not eno in the inyan, no, it's neil the inyan acher. Where else do we have mikalel? We have mikalel by avivimo. So therefore, we take it limeit al mikalel avivimo shenu chayav achikalem b'shem. So he uses the extra word shame to teach you that you have to do kilel avivimo ayidei Hashem. And obviously, if that's the case, Rabbi Nachum Bar Yossi does not hold of that position before, that you have to mekalo shem b'shem when it comes to Birkat Hashem. Because otherwise you wouldn't have this available to make the drush over here. Tan Rabbanan, Ish. Now this is the Pasuk, Ish. Ish, matam lomar ish, twice. They're both bat, tumtum, and androgynous. That when it comes to mekalel aviv v'imo, it's not simply a ish, a man, but even a woman, a tumtum or androgynous, all of them are chayavim if they curse their parents. Asher kalel et aviv v'et imo. En li'elo aviv v'imo. Because it says kalel et aviv v'et imo. It sounds like you have to curse both of them in order to be chayav. Aviv shlo imo, v'imo shlo aviv. How do I know if it's his mother or his father? One or the other. How do I know that's enough? Minayin. Tamar lomar, aviv v'imo kilel damav bo. So now the Pasuk again repeats aviv v'imo later on and says kilel. So in the beginning, if you see the beginning, the Pasuk says asher yikalel et aviv v'imo et imo. So there the kalel is next to, or the klala is next to aviv. So it says here, yikalel et aviv v'et imo. And the latter part of the Pasuk, it says aviv v'imo kilel damav bo. So the word kilel is next to the mother. So based on that, aviv kilel, imo kilel. Since the word kilel is found once by the father and once by the mother, there we, each one individually has a klala associated with it. Divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia believes that's the limud. How do we know that aviv v'imo are individually your chayav for? Because the word kilel appears twice in the pasuk, once next to aviv, one next to, or juxtaposed to, imo. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, mashma shneim keechad, umashma echad bifnei atzmo. So we've seen this machlokus before. Rabbi Yonatan says that just because the pasuk says ve aviv ve imo, the vav, Rabbi Yonatan says just because there's a vav there, the vav is not necessarily a chibur which says exclusively you have both of these items, but when it says aviv imo, it means and, like slash or. It means and or. It doesn't mean that it just means and. And therefore when it says aviv imo, it means aviv ve imo and his mother, or aviv or his mother. So either one, that's what, until it says yachtav, Rashi claims that the yachtav comes from kilayim. By kilayim it says shor v'chamor yachtav. So the fact that the Torah went out of its way to say yachtav by shor v'chamor teaches that in other places without the word yachtav means that they're or, not and. Now Tosfos takes issue with this because obviously by kilayim, shor v'chamor yachtav, you need yachtav to teach you that, for instance, beged kilayim, that's not enough that you wear wool and linen. The wool and linen have to actually be sewed together. They have to be attached somehow. Also by the shor b'chamor. It's not enough that you have both of them leading the wagon. They have to be muzzled together. They have to be put together. So the yachtav is teaching you alocha about kilayim. So that what's the, according to him, what's the limud? According to Tosfos, the limud is, Elo misvara kamar, achi rodecha katuv yachtav. He says it's a pure svara. Tosa says that it's a zvara, not a limud from the word yachtav, as it being in the pasuk. Rashi says that so, it's from kilayim. The fact that there the Torah explicitly says yachtav implies that in other places when it doesn't say yachtav, it means separately, or even separately. So now, motumat, this is the pasuk continuing, biskila. It gets put to death, the death penalty is skila. Tomer biskila when ela ba'achat, mikol mitotam rabba Torah. I didn't know it's skila, not any of the other mitotam rabba Torah. Nemerkan damav bo, it says damav bo here, but nemer lahalan by ovidoni, it says the main bum. Malahalan skila, afkan biskila. Just like it tells you by ovidoni that the punishment is skila when it uses the term the main bum. So dorir damav bo means skila. Onish shamanu. Now we know the onish. Azhara minayin. Where do we know that there's a warning? Where's the lav? Where's the isur against cursing? Now we have the onish for someone who does curse, but where's the lav itself? Do not curse. Says no problem. Tamalomar Elohim lo tikalel. Right, you can't curse. Right, we'll see what Elohim here means. Imaya aviv dayan hariu bichlal. Elohim lo tekalel. If his father's a dayan, we took care of that because it says Elohim lo tekalel. V'imaya aviv nasi. If his father's the nasi, arihu bichlal v'nasi bamcha lo taor. So we took care of that. Eino lo dayan v'lo nasi. The other 99% of people, their father is not a dayan, nor they are a nasi. Where do you get the iser from? Minayin. Amarte arei adan b'binyanav mishneyan. Let's learn it from the two of them. We have a binyanav. Lo rei nasi karei dayan v'lo rei dayan karei nasi. Dayan and Nasi each are chayav, or your chayav if you curse them, but they're not similar. Why? Lori dayan kirei Nasi sharei dayan atamutzuve al hora ato. That when it comes to a dayan, you're exhorted to listen to the dayan's psak halacha. Whatever his psak is, you must accept the psak of the dayan without question. Kirei Nasi shiata mutzuve al hora ato. The Nasi is not the person who grants psak. He's not the halachic authority. And therefore, you don't have to listen, quote-unquote, to him in the halachic realm. So you have the dayan who has power in the halachic realm to give hora'ah, and yet you can't curse him. But the nasi who doesn't have that requirement still has a restriction against cursing him. And nasi also. Kirei dayan. The nasi is not like dayan. Why? Shanasi atamutzuvel hamra'ato. You're not allowed to be moreid b'malchut. You're not allowed to reject the instructions or the commands of the Nasi, not necessarily in the halachic realm, but in the political realm. And that's by Yeshua. Rashi quotes the pasuk by Yeshua, where B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain say, anybody who call him Yamret Picha, Isha Shemret Picha, right, then he will be put to death. Isha Shemret Picha, Mochimat, then he'll be put to death. So you have to, Mori B'malchus is Chayav Misa. Dayan, Shiata Mutzeva Hamrato, when it comes to the political realm and the instructions of the Dayan, there you don't have to listen. Meaning in terms of there's no problem with Morid B'malchus. You have to listen to his halachic psak, but you don't have to listen to his instructions otherwise. Hatzad HaShevesha Ben, what's the common denominator between them? Shehein B'amcha, they're Jews, right? V'ata Muzhar Al-Kilatana, you're not allowed to curse them. Afani Avi Avicha Shebamcha, Avicha who does Maaseh Amcha, is a Jew, Shomer Torah Mitzvot, V'ata Muzhar Al-Kilatana, and you're Muzhar to not curse him. Shema says, the Ma'at Sar Shabbat 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 Let's look. They do have a common denominator. Nasi and Dayan are both positions of power, positions of Shvara. So if they are positions of Shvara, that might be what causes the restriction against cursing them. But a regular, someone is one of the plebiscites, one is the regular common folk, who says that you can't, right, curse them? Tamal Omar, lo tekalel cheresh. Ah, we have a third category, which is lo tekalel cheresh. Be'umlalim shebamcha. The downtrodden, the less fortunate, you are instructed against cursing them. Akatu medaber. Ma le cheresh akein cherishato garmalo. What about the fact, the reason that you're restricted from cursing a cheresh is because he is a cheresh. Right, that is what causes you not to be able to curse him. He's someone who is, right, somehow incapacitated. And maybe that's what the reason that you can't curse them. So Nasi v'dayan yochichu. Nasi v'dayan, we're fully functioning members of society. You're still restricted against them. Mala Nasi v'dayan shking dulatan garama lahem. What about the fact that Nasi v'dayan, it's their position of power, right, their position of authority that makes them the restriction there. Cheresh yochiach. Cheresh who has no position of authority still, you're restricted. The Jews are not allowed to curse them. Also, I'll bring your father, who is part of the Jewish nation, and you're not allowed to curse him. Or the fact that they're unusual in some way. Each one of them has some unusual characteristic. Whether it's the unusual characteristic that they are in position of authority, or the unusual characteristic is that they are downtrodden, that they have some sort of incapacitation that makes you... So maybe the restriction of cursing comes from this special, something special about the individual. So the Gemara says, Elim kein, yichtob kra. If that was the case, the pasuk could have simply read, or could have simply mentioned, Elohim v'cheresh. Elohim lo tekalel, which would be Dayan, and cheresh. Or could have written Nasi Bamcha lo Taor plus lo tekalel cheresh, and then you would have known Elohim lomali. Right? In that case, what would I need? If I had that, I wouldn't need Elohim. I mean, why do I need the term Elohim to be used over here? Since it's unnecessary to have the word Elohim here, because I could have learned it out from between Nasi v'cheresh, or the other way around, I could have learned out Nasi from Elohim and cheresh. That means I have an extraneous pasuk over here. One of these, between Nasi and Dayan, one of them is extraneous. So if I take that, and Enul Inyan Dayan, because this Elohim is extra, Tneu Inyan Aviv. So therefore I'll use it for his father. So now the Gemara says, Hanicha Lamanda Omar Elohim Cho. That's good according to the one who says, when it says Elohim Lotikalel, it's referring to a Dayan Cho. Lamanda Omar Kodesh, the one who says that it should be read Elohim Lotikalel, it's a restriction against Birkat Hashem, Ma'ikal Meimar. That doesn't work so well, because now you have Nasibam Chalotor, Lotikalel Cheresh, and then Elohim Elohim Lotikalel is in a different category. We're not talking about human beings anymore. So now you only have two statements, not three statements. What are you going to do? So, Ma'ikal Meimar, the Tanya, you have a bright say, Elohim Chol, Dibri Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yisrael said it's a Chol, it's a term for Dayan. Rukiv Omer, Elohim Kodesh. It's referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tanya, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Azharah l'mavarechat Hashem inayin. How do we know, where's the Azharah, where's the Lav against Mavarech Hashem? Tamad Omar, Elohim lo tikalel. So that's Kodesh. The Manda Omar, Elohim Chol. The one who says Elohim Chol, meaning Rabbi Yishmael, says that it's referring to a Dayan, Kodesh, Gamar Kodesh Michol. He'll learn out Kodesh from Chol. Because if a Dayan, you're restricted against cursing a Dayan, then Achaz Kama Vakama, you're restricted against, right, Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Manda Omar, Elohim Kodesh, when it says the first Kodesh Baruch Hu, Gamrina and Chol Mi Kodesh. We'll learn out a Dayan from, right, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, right. Bishlam Alaman Damar, exactly what you're asking, David. Elohim Chol, Gamar Kodesh Michol. That's a logical argument. You could say, if you say by Chol, certainly you say by Kodesh. Alaman Damar, Elohim Kodesh, Gamar Chol Mi Kodesh. Dilma Kodesh is her, Achol Lo is her. Who says that it applies? Just because you can't curse a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't mean you can't curse the Dayan. There's no logical extension from that. Imkein Lichtov Kura, if that's the case, let the Pesuk write. Lit Lo Takel. Right, lo takel elokim. What is the litikalel? That double lamed my lo takalel shema minatarte. So you get two. So based on that, now we definitely have an extra elo Elohim in the Pasuk, and that actually Elohim will teach us that there's an Azara even for Aviv, because it was unnecessary to write that Elohim, because you could have learned it out from Cheresh and Nasi. The fact that it writes that extra Elohim, not only Elohim lo tekel, but also Elohim lo tekelo, teaches that Aviv is also included over here. There's just pointing out two Tosfotim. One is that we know that in Mazirin min Adin, right? In general, we say in Mazirin min Adin, which is you can't use the Kal v'chomer, you can't use the Lashon Hara to create an Azhara. We discussed this earlier in Sanhedrin. I think that only applies when Azhara is the punishment. Azhara means that it's a lav and you can get malchus for it. Over here, the Azhara is not, the punishment is explicit in the Torah. The punishment from a Kalel of Ibimo is Skila. That, there, the punishment is already laid out. When it comes to the Azhara now, which is Azhara Shnitan, Azhara Tmitat Bezdin, that Azhara can be learned through a Kal v'chomer. We had an instance like this before in the Perek, and that is that you could, when it's, the problem with using logic arguments for punishment, that's fine. But once we know there is a punishment from a Kalel of Ibimo, we know that exists already. Then already you can use the logical argument to find the Azhara. That's one. Tosu says even that, Tosu isn't willing to do. Tosu says you can't learn it out from logical argument. It's an unbelievable Tosu. Tosu says you can't learn out from Chol to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't learn out from a Dayan to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? There's a Chumrah by a Dayan. There's a Chumrah by a human being. What's the Chumrah by a human being? They're mitbayish. They're embarrassed. Fact is, if you curse a human being, they'd be embarrassed. So maybe because of the chumrah of the busha, that's why you get the punishment over here. But when it comes to Kodesh Baruch Hu, not nizbayish, Shem doesn't affect it by your klala. If that's the case, maybe the punishment won't be death over there. So Tosfos says you can't make a logic comment. It's not a kal v'chomer. He says the reason they learn it out is because it uses the term Elohim. Could have used the term Dayan. Instead, it uses the term Elohim. Elohim is a term that is ambiguous and can be used for both. It can mean Elohim, it can be Elohim. And that's where they are, that's where the limit is from. It's very interesting. Tosfos, you see there's a Rakiv Eger on this. And really, you really can argue that there's a Chumrah here by Bnei Adam versus Kodesh. Right? The other thing that Tosfos mentions over here, it says that Mikalel Chaveiro Garminin Omi Av, Omi Nasi, Omi Av V'Cherish. I mean, how do you know that you're not allowed to curse your friend? So that's the Tosfos says you have a shoveh between your father and one of the other people. So if you do that, you find another people that teaches that anybody ba'amcho, right, is not you're not allowed to curse. And therefore the application is to broadly that you're not allowed to curse anybody. Right, next thing in the list of our Mishnah that gets skila is haba anara hamurasa. So ba anara hamurasa enu chayav ad shehei nara bitula miurasa. These are the qualifications. She must be a ne'ara velo Ktana velo bogeret, we'll see in a minute. Bitula velo biula, meurasa velo nesua, vehi beveit avia, and she's in her father's house. Come to exclude what the Gemara will say in a second is that if the father already gave her over to the shlichei abal or gave her to, then there's not. She has to be in her father's house. Bo ala shnayim, two people slept with nara meurasa. Rishon b'skila, first one gets skila. Asheni b'chenek, the second one gets chenek, not skila. The Gemara will darsh that in a second. Tara banan. Nara velo bogeret, bitula velo biula, meurasa velo nisua. That's what we just said. Beit avia prat lemasara av l'shulchei abal. So all of these are the qualifications in what order to be nara murasa that gets punished by skila. You need to have all these qualifications: nara, bitula, meurasa, and beveit avia. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Rav, the statement is Zu Divrei Meir is not going on this brisa that we just quoted, but rather on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Avachamim Amrim, Nara Murasa, Filu Ktana B'Mashma. The Nara Murasa even includes a Ktana. So Amar Rav Acham, Idifti Ravina, Mimai, Dematnitan Rabbi Meir. How do you know that the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir? Ulmeute Ktana. Who says the fact that we mention Nara in our Mishnah comes to exclude a Ktana? Now, I mean, right? Dilma Rabbanani. Maybe it's the Rabbanan. Ulamute Bogeret. They require it to be a Nara, but not a Bogeret. Nara is, right, basically from about 12 to 12 and a half. And over the age of 12 and a half is a Bogeret. Below the age of 12 is a minor, is a Ktana. So that period of time, a Nara, we say that she must be a Nara. What does that mean? She must be a Nara and not a Bogeret. She must be a Nara and not a Ktana. So the Gemara read it so far, the way Amir Yudav Rav read it, was that Nara means neither Bogeret nor Ktana. If that's the case, it's like Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim would say, even by Ktana, you could be Chayav by Nara Amurasa. Right? They won't fit in our Mishnah. Rav Acham Tivi says, how do you know that? Maybe the Nara that's mentioned in Mishnah is Nara v'lo bogeret, but Ktana would be included. So our Mishnah writes, Eino Chayav ad shetehei Nara betula Amurasa. And right, so if that's, he's not then, and then he's not Chayav. Eino Chayav until that point, which is ad shetehei Nara, which means until she reaches the point of Nara. But according to what you're saying, Ella al nara, if you wanted to say it your way, you say Enu chayav Ella al nara bitula miurasa. Should just say on, meaning nara bitura, which would mean only, right? Mi baile means that about. Actually, implies until she reaches the point of nara, right? Amurasa. Versus if it just said al nara murasa, then you could have argued like you said. Bitula midi. There's nothing else to say on this. It's clear our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. So now, boy mine Rabbi Yaakov bar Adam Irab, Baal Tana Murasa, the Rabbi Meir. One who sleeps with a Nara Murasa, who is a Tana, according to Rabbi Meir, who Rabbi Meir says is Chayav, you are Chayav such an instance. That instance has to be where the father married off the daughter. The daughter's a minor, she cannot have Kiddushin. So it has to be Kiddushin that are accepted by the father. So now she's a Nara Murasa based on the Kiddushin that are accepted by her father. What's the din of someone who sleeps with this Tana? Who is a nara murasa, the Rabbi Meir, mahu? The gamri mimaitle, o miskila mimaitle. What's the din according to Rabbi Meir? When he says she's not a nara murasa, that means that she's nothing, and there is no chil misa whatsoever. Or she's not a nara murasa, she's just regular eshadish. Regular eshadish gets chenek. So she's not in the category, special category of nara murasa gets skila. She'll still get chenek like an eshadish. Or she's out of the parsh mufka in the parsh of eshadish. What is it? Samalei mistavra miskila b'maitle. It makes sense that he's just excluding it from skila, but she's still b'chayiv chenek. Why? Vaktiv says by the parsha of Eshedish, umeitu gam shnehem, that both of them have to be put to death. Achu shnehem shavim, until two of them are equal. Right, so this is what Rashi says. This is achu shnehem is b'shnehem is that they are both onshim. That until both of them have the would have been punished with the same onesh, then. Then you can apply it. So now, if you say she's really chayevet chenek, just she has a ptur because she's a ktana, that's why you can give him chenek over here. Whereas if you say that she's patur, it's ptur al gamre, that there's nothing here, then how could you give? Where do you mekayim at shnehem? There is no shnehem. The Rabbeinu Tam disagrees and says that they have to be shavim. The Rabbeinu Tam means that it has to be shavim but mita achat. Not only is it shnehem that they both get punished, but that they both have to have the same mita. That's the way the Ben Otam loses it. But, alright, it runs into problems. Both of their explanations are going to run into problems. Alright, but now we're going to see. The Gemara is going to go after and explain this more. Shatik Rav. Rav was silent. He had nothing to answer. I'm a Shmo. My time is Shatik Rav. Why did Rav, was Rav silent over there? But name Malay. Let him answer back. Well, mate, this is written by the Arusa. Arusa has, Naram Arusa has two parshiot. One where she's a willing participant, and one where she's an unwilling participant. When she's a willing participant, both of them are put to death. When she's an unwilling participant, only the man is put to death. So there it says, Me, Taisha, Shishachavima, Livado. He alone is put to death. Now, why do you have to say he alone is put to death? It says already in the Pasuk, Uba Nara, Lotase Davar. Where it says that the Nara, nothing happens to him. So why are you writing that he gets killed only? Of course he gets to get only. If you're not going to do anything to Nara, who else are you going to kill? So this is an extra Pasuk. So it's an extra Pasuk. It comes to teach you that even in instances where he's the only one to get punished, we do it. Kitznai, it's a machlokas tanaim. Umeitu gam shneim, achu shneim shavim, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Says umeitu gam shneim, says until they both are equal. You're not to mechayev them, you can't put them to death unless they both have the same punishment. They're both bnei onshin, which means, achu shneim shavim, divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan omer, umeita isha shishchavim alavada. Levado. That even alone, even if she's not a bat onshin, but he is a bat onshin, no problem. He can put him to death alone. So the question is, which pasuk do you give priority to? Does it shnehem, achi motu shnehem, or hu levado? But of course, you have to know, what do you do with the other, each one of them, what do they do with the other, or the alternative pasuk? So that's what the Gemara is going to ask now. So, v'idach, hayi umeitu gam shnehem, ma'idorishle. Right, Rabbi Yonatan, who says, meita isha shirchavi ma levado, right, what do we do with that? So what does he do with the other pasuk? Might do gam shnehem. I'm a rabbi lemutei maaseh chidudim. Comes to include maaseh chidudim. So maaseh chidudim. Rashi explains over here. It might be there's a problem with the girsa over here. Maaseh chidudim, according to Rashi, is things that besides actual relations, things that where they have some sort of he's mitkasher and he gets some sort of hana from the woman, but never actually performs bia with the woman. So that type of hana, that's a, Rashi calls it the hana only for the man, not for the woman. That hana, that's not included in this category of chidudim. The other girsa is masei hurdus. Masei Hurdus is where he preserved one of the Bat Hashmonai, he preserved and then he had relations with her necrophilia. So that might be what it say, Masei Hurdus, to come exclude Masei Hurdus, someone who is Mishamesh, a person who, a woman who's already dead. Right, so that's the other possibility of what it is here. V'idach, the other one says, Masei Chududim lav klumhi. The Masei Chududim is not included. It's Pitzutza bi'alma, and that's not a, you don't have to exclude that from the Pasuk. That's not a violation of the woman that is talked about. When we talk about violation of the woman, we're talking about Mishkevei Isha. We're not talking about Masei Chududim. And that Tosus asks over here, Tosus doesn't have an answer, but he says, whether you say Hurdus, or whether you say Masei Chududim, already the Gemara in other places already has that, it's already clear that that's not included under these types of items. I mean, that Masei Chududim, the Gemara in Sota says, is a Pritzuto bi'almahu. You can't have Sota from Masei Chududim. And also by Masei Hurdus. Masei Hurdus is about, the Gemara says, that it has to do Prat Meshamesh Meita. We already have the Mishkevei Isha versus Prat Meshamesh Meita. We already have an exclusion for that. So why the exclusion? Tosu Liz has a Tema, but he says, I don't know how you could even think that you need an exclusion for this. All right now, Vidach already says, Masei Chududim Lav Kuma. Vidach, Chalav Adol Maidorish Fei, Rabbi Oshia, who learns out from Meitukam Shneim that they have to be on the same plane. What does he do with Hulav Adol? Kedetariu, Ba'u Le'asir Rabbi Adam, Madaini B'tula. What happens if 10 men sleep with her and she's still a B'tula? Whoa, how do you ever have that? They do it, Shalo Kedarka. They come out, they sleep with her, Shalo Kedarka. So she's still a B'tula. Hulam B'skila. Every one of them gets skila. All of them are sleeping with a Nara, Murasa, B'tula. She's already a B'tula, so each one of them sleeps with her. They're a Chayav Skila. Rabbi Omer, Rishon B'skila, B'kulam B'chenek. The first one gets skila, after that, all of them get chenek. So why is that? What is Rabbi, what Rabbi believes? So we're going to see in a second. Tanu Banan. Vat Ish Kohen, Kite Chelus note. By Bat Kohen, it says that when she begins to be Mizaneh, this is a Bat Kohen, who is Mizaneh, she's Chayevet in Sreifa. Rabbi Omer, Tchila. The word Kite Chel means Tchila, in the beginning, when she first is Mizaneh. V'chein Omer, and it says over here, Meite Isha, she's Chavim Alevado. And he equates it to our case here of Nara Umarasa. My Kamar, what is Rabbi saying? I'm Rav Una Breda, Rabbi Shuva, Rabbi to Rabbi Shmuel Svirle. Rabbi holds like Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Rusa Yatsa, the Sreifa, Velo Nisua. When it comes to a Bat Kohen is only Chayevet in Sreifa when she is an Arusa. But once she's in Nisua, she's punished like a regular Bat Yisrael and she gets Chenek. So the punishment of Sreifa is unique to a Nara Arusa. V'achi Kamar. Im Tchilat Bi'a Biznut Bisreifa. If her first bia is biznut, then she gets reifa. Idach, the next ones are bechenek. My vechein, in other words, I mean vechein, so too by regular nara musa. Kihatam, just like over there. Mahatam tchilat bia kabishtari kura. Just like over there by the bat kohen, the first bia is what gets her sreifa. After that, she does not get sreifa. Halchanami tchilat bia kabishtari kura. Also over here, by the case of nara murasa, it's only the first bia that gets skila. After that, she reverts back to being a regular eshet ish. Regular eshet ish gets chenek. So over here, basically, Rabbi Kiva draws a parallel or a connection between the Nara Murasa that's mentioned by the Kohen and the Nara Murasa that's mentioned in a regular Bat Yisrael. Both of them have the same din, which is only the first Bia is Chayav, either Sreifa by the Bat Kohen or Skilai by the Bat Yisrael. After that, any subsequent Bia is only Chayav Chenek. Right, that's the limud of Rabbi. Amalei Rabibi Barabayim Ar Lo Hachi Amar. My Rebbe never said this. Umanu Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef never said this. That's the way Rabbi Yosef explained this, Brisa. Rather, Rebbe, ki Rabbi Meir Svirle. Rebbe holds like Rabbi Meir to Amar Niseita Echad Min Apsulim Mitata Bechenek. If a Bat Kohen is getting married to someone who is a Pasol, she marries a Pasol. She's a Nisua. So according to the opinion here that a Bat Kohen gets punished by Sreifa, whether she's an Arusa or whether she's a Nisua. But if she marries someone who's pasul the kuhuna, psula the kuhuna, makes her pasul the kuhuna, or psula the kuhuna, then she's only chayav chenek, she's a regular eshedish. Why? V'halchi kamar. Im tchilat achalta biznut bisreifa. If the first violation of this woman, the first thing that makes her into a zona, is this extramarital affair, then she gets the punishment of sreifa. Aval, if she's nut, she's already psula the kuhuna before this, because she married someone who's pasul the kuhuna, then she's not besreifa, because this isn't the first thing that made her into a psula kuhana, and the first thing that made her into a zonah. She's a zonah before she ever had this extramarital affair. Zonah, again, doesn't mean like we, like a harlot. We mean zonah, means someone who's inappropriate to marry the kohen. So she was already made inappropriate before she ever had this extramarital affair. So it's not teichel was not. It's not the first time she's a zonah. She was already a zonah before she ever had the extramarital affair. Ah, v'idach, and the others are bechenik. Umay bechen. Then what's this v'chein in the Brisa? How does he compare it to regular Nara Marasa? But it says, it's Simano Ba'alma. It's a Siman Ma'alma, that the first one, the Tchilat Chilul is a problem. So by Bat Kohen, right, the first thing, the first Znus that she has, the first thing that makes her into a Zona'ah, that's what makes her, removes the Sreifa from her. So if it's her extramarital affair is the first Znus, that'll be Sreifa. If the first Znus is because she married someone that's inappropriate, that'll be the Znus, and therefore there's no more Sreifa, she'll revert back to Chenek. Same thing by Nara Marasa. Rebbe has the same din, but in a different manner. Only the first Bi'ah are you Chayav. Right, skilah for, but every subsequent bi'ah, right, is not considered a bi'ah of a betulah, and even though it was done shelo kedarka, and technically she has her betulim, she's not a begad because it's mishkevei isha. Somebody slept with this woman. They slept with this woman already. She's not classified as a nara murasa betulah. That's not the classification anymore. She will not get skilah. Now again, there's no connection between the two cases except both of them only the first is punishable. In one case, the first znus is punishable by sreifa. The other one, the first. Right, Boel of this woman will be given the punishment of skilah, but the subsequent men who sleep with her will not be given the punishment of skilah, but rather simply the punishment of chenek. So that's why the darasha of hu levadol is just the first one. Only the first one gets punished. Hu levadol, the singular, gets punished. That's Rebbe's drasha. Not every subsequent individual gets the punishment of skilah. Okay, we'll stop over here.